When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Let's start. From the spacious Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles, California, and the satellite Forever Dog Studios in Baltimore, Maryland, this is Groom's Live! And here's your hosts, Eric and Dan.
What a way to start a show.
Here we go, baby. Welcome. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, can you feel that energy? Can you feel that electricity, Eric? Hello.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan Gill.
Hey, Eric DeDorian, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, what's going on, man? You're sweet.
It's me.
I know. I've heard of you.
Thanks,
you're cool. Oh, you're like one of the coolest.
Hey, weren't you in the Scott's Turf commercial?
No.
That's not you?
No, man. That's Badger from Breaking Bad.
Oh, I went to high school with that guy.
Oh, Matt Jones?
Yeah, I did. Really, though.
Really?
Yeah. There's a very pivotal moment in young Eric DeDorian's backstory when Matt Jones was my friend from middle school until high school graduation. And then after high school, I saw him at Coachella.
What?
And then that was cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, but freshman year of high school, I remember walking out of PE first period and him turning to me and this other guy, our friend. And he was like, you know what? I think I'm going to try comedy sports. I think I'm going to try improv.
Oh, he's from comedy sports. Wow.
Yeah. And then he started doing improv and I was like, I'm going to try it for the basketball team. He's like, I don't know.
Wow.
And then that he became a star and I became, you know,
a podcast host.
Dumb piece of shit.
Hey.
Stupid.
Hey.
Ugly, hey. Ugly meatloaf face.
Oh, pour some ketchup on him, put him in the oven. I love a little burnt ketchup on my boy.
Slice me up.
Look at that look at that topic we just fell into right at the top with that Matt Jones.
Yeah.
We just hit an artery there. Also, did you know he's the guy I get all the time? People think I look like Matt Jones.
You don't look anything like him. You're so much better looking than him.
That's what I tell everyone who tells me that.
He's way more talented, though.
Okay. All right.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
And what
great
am I? Guy. I
love him. You're one of the most important people in my life.
I guess I'll have to settle for that.
Wow.
We got a big show today. Big show. Stick around.
Oh, man.
Stick around. Eric, tell them about our guest this week.
Aaron Dewey Lennox, one of the greatest basketball players in the state of North Carolina history. That's not true. But she loves basketball, and she just celebrated her first Mother's Day, and she's married.
Oh, boy. All right.
I think she's married. I think they had a proper wedding. I don't know.
Well, she's probably been to a wedding. We still talk about weddings on this show.
She's
right?
She's definitely been to hell of a wedding.
Okay, that sounds
and
good.
She, yeah.
All right. Let's stick around for that.
She's the best. It's going to be a great talk. She's very, very funny.
Does she like Badger? Does she watch Breaking Bad? Do you know anything about that? Well, I'll ask her. I'll ask her when she gets here.
I never watched Breaking Bad. I couldn't do it.
Huh?
I never watched Breaking Bad.
Okay. I don't know if I want to get bogged down with that conversation or just keep things moving. I'm going to keep things moving. I'm going to blow past it. You know.
Good.
You know,
that was smart. You're getting good.
I know,
you're getting
man.
Really good at this.
I know. Let's talk about our tour because we're going on tour next week.
You made such a great Instagram post today. You're really good at posting.
Well, yeah. What? Well, I just posted the flyer.
Yeah, it looked great. And the date, it was well worded. I always have trouble wording stuff.
Oh, yeah. No.
You worded the fuck out of that post.
Yeah. Well, the Chips and a Drink tour coming to a city near
chips
you.
Chips and a Drink.
With my boys, Ruffles and RC was my joke. But
it's going to be fun. It's like a barnstorm. We're doing
there's
13 shows in 13 nights, baby.
I know. We're going to be exhausted. It's going to be a lot of fun. Should we tell them where we're going or should we just throw them to a link? Should we run Birmingham, down? Run it down.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Huntsville, wait. Alabama. I got it right here.
Huntsville, that's the one.
Should we give them the dates? All right. Starting on the 22nd, May 22nd, yeah. And going one night after the next. We got Birmingham, AL. Huntsville, AL. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia on the 24th, the 25th. Atlanta, Georgia on the 26th. We're in Knoxville, Tennessee on my wife's birthday, May 27th. Uh-oh, Danny. It's okay. She wants me to go. May 28th, we're in Athens, Georgia, which I'm pretty excited to go all these places. I'm really excited to go all these places, but I've heard a lot of good things about Athens, Georgia. Really looking forward to that.
Rich cultural history, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've felt this way about the American South. I have not traveled. I've been to Atlanta once. I'm excited about all these places. Keep going. I cut you off.
No, I stopped. I stopped to talk about Athens. May 29th, we're in Chattanooga, Tennessee. May 30th, we're in Asheville, North Carolina. May 31st, Greensboro, North Carolina. Yes. June 1st, Raleigh, yes. North Carolina. June 2nd, yes. Hillsboro, North Carolina.
Hillsboro.
June 3rd, we're back in Atlanta. June 5th, you guys are going to Charlestown, West Virginia. I'm not going.
Yeah. You're going home.
I'm going home. June 6th, D-Day. You guys are right there in your home. And the home to the satellite Forever Dog Studios, Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland. Finishing strong. Finishing at home. Can't wait.
I can't wait. It's
going to be so much fun. We're going to learn so much about ourselves.
Too much. Too much. And about each other. And we're going to fight. We're going to fight.
I don't think we're not going to fight. No. We're not going to fight.
I'm going to go for a 5-mile run every day of this tour. Does that work for you guys? I'm an athlete. You know, I work out.
I'm writing my memoirs. I'm finishing up my memoirs now.
Oh, okay.
So I could sell them on the road. So you can buy my memoirs $3.
$3 for the life story of, for the life story. Wow.
What do you think? How much should I charge for my memoirs? It's going to come out to like.
How many pages?
20 pages.
Oh, so it's more of like a novella.
It's like a zine.
It's like a zine.
Yeah.
You got a zine memoir.
Yeah. My memoirs are a zine. It's a zine.
Oddly fitting. That's a good idea and very fitting.
Isn't it though?
Yeah.
Isn't it though?
I would start at 5. I'd start at a solid 5 because people are going to try to talk you down. Because they're going to look at it.
And I'm going to let them.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them.
Yeah.
I'm losing money on this deal. I'm losing money. Sir, stop it.
I mean, is it your life story or is it your life story?
It's crazy, Danny. I'll tell you something, boy. I have not felt this kind of rush before ever. Once I started, and it was the funniest thing that came up. It popped up.
Mm-hmm.
I just remembered something about Montreal. Someone said something about Montreal and it reminded me of a riot I was at the Montreal Forum in 1989 when Guns N' Roses and Metallica was playing. I was dancing back up for Guns N' Roses and it just kind of popped off.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started writing and I haven't been able to stop since. So
that's the memory you started with and you just started going from there. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm learning a lot about myself and it's really fun. And I hope that people like it for, you know, $2, $3,
maybe $3.50. It depends on what they talk you down to. That's exciting.
Whatever you got.
Well, now you're just not asking for anything. You got some Axl stories in there. It sounds like maybe some Slash stories. Yeah. That's worth something.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I've lived about a million lives, if I've lived one. And I remember all of it. That's my curse.
Mm, but you only wrote down.
I forget.
You only
forget
wrote down
nothing.
A zine's worth, it sounds like.
Yeah, it comes out to like 20 pages. I mean, that's like lean. Like lean, my fighting weight, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see which ones made the cut of your 1 million lives. Because it sounds like you did some editing. It sounds like you're a good editor.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have.
I kind of edit. I might be a natural editor.
Are you?
Because I edit as I go.
Yeah. Are you at Simon & Schuster? Are you at Random House? Where are you?
Oh, Knopf.
What is
Knopf.
It?
Knopf.
Knopf Publishing? Where are they?
Knopf. That's in Upper West Side.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of them. Just a little.
New York. Knopf. You've never heard of Knopf?
Little boutique shop? Little boutique outlet for.
No, it's fucking Knopf. It's a giant, literary giant.
Oh,
Google, Bing.
I don't know. I'm looking.
Do me a favor.
Alec is shaking his head. I don't think. I'll bing it.
Bing me.
We'll bing,
bing
it.
Me, bitch. You bing don't... me, bitch.
Protege Sarche is back in this week. He just binged it, shrugging his shoulders. But
wait, when is Alec's wedding that he's going to?
Alec, are you going to a wedding?
I'm going to a wedding.
Oh my God! I think it's time for Protege Sarche real fast.
Let's start that music.
Protege,
Sarche,
Protege, real.
Whoa! We got an extra light version of Protege Sarche. God, Protege Sarche.
Oh man! Oh man!
No. Okay, you got your. Oh yeah, you're attending a wedding. We were talking about clothing. Just to paint a picture for Protege Sarche this week. His hair is still growing. It's still getting longer. It's almost down to his
beautiful.
Butt. It's almost down to
beautiful.
His damn butt.
It's nowhere near his butt.
No.
It's nowhere near. I know exactly where his butt is, and it's nowhere near there.
It looks like a Stark. You look like you belong to House Stark, I told him.
That's what he said right when he walked in, and I made him clarify which one he meant.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them. You got Ned Stark, you got Arya, you got Jon.
It's a timeless hairstyle.
Yeah. You look like a Northman. What's
from outside of time itself, in the Game of Thrones universe, outside Western time.
Cousin Alec. Yeah.
Alec, when is your wedding? What are you doing?
I'm going to a wedding on June 1st.
That's what it was.
That's right. That's what it was. Yes, I remember now. I remember now.
I just got the dress code today, actually. Good timing, everyone.
Yeah.
Please hit me.
So I just found out, I think I told you guys this in the last update on my wedding.
Mm-hmm. We were talking wardrobe.
Odyssey.
Yeah.
It's light. It is going to be a lightly attended.
What number are we talking?
We're talking 60.
Oh,
in the wow. mid dozens, and okay. The bride herself texted me today and said, "Wear khakis.
Oh no,
wear a button down shirt.
Oh no,
don't even wear a tie, my man."
What?
And I said, "Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be taking pictures." And she said, yeah. "Absolutely.
Okay,
wear what makes you feel comfortable."
Well, okay, that wear a suit,
fellas. I don't own one.
Oh, you don't own one suit?
I don't own a suit.
Oh, interesting.
I moved out here expecting never to have to wear one.
Okay, here's my first bit of advice as your I'm pretty sure I'm still
can
your
I
ju- mentor.
Can I just jump in really fast?
Yeah,
just
go
for a
for
quick
it.
Question.
I'd love to
yeah,
go for
it. Yeah, that's fine. Go for it.
What have you looked up the weather at all?
That's a great point. It's going to be
Thank
Denver.
You.
We're going to be, of course, at elevation, and it's even higher.
Warmer.
It's going to be a conifer.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, warmer, closer to the sun. So
yeah.
It's going to be hotter.
Yeah.
Closer by almost 1,000 feet.
That's what those khakis are for, huh?
So I'm going to be wearing I'm actually wearing them right now.
Oh, now that's a dark khaki.
It's a dark khaki, but it's breathable. It's a Levi.
Hmm.
And it's a killer cotton.
Okay.
Eric, you can't quite see it, but it's certainly a dark.
Is it a dark? You said a dark khaki.
It's a dark khaki.
I see it. Yeah.
Depending on the light, it could be mistaken for olive. Could be.
Do you think that I could maybe pull visiting from the army on my family?
If that's what you want to do.
I'm ashamed of my current career path.
Protege Sarche. Protege
Sarche.
I'm nothing. I'm learning this from you. I'm nothing.
What?
I'm a
no.
You see, that's a bad mentor. That's why I should have been. Am I still the mentor?
Oh my God. He's so.
I've learned from the best.
Oh my God, what have I done? What
exactly.
have I done?
Okay, now here's my real advice.
I hurt my knee also.
Oh my God.
I hurt my back really bad, and now I can't really turn my neck to the left.
Well, doing what?
A layup for it. I think I was
what are you doing?
Wrong.
Did you fall off your little scooter that you ride around town?
I think I wore a backpack that was a couple pounds too heavy, and then I slept
I've done that.
Oh, then you're so strong. Okay. All right. And Eric, you have a toe thing we were talking about. I'm not sure if it was on air or not.
I think it was because it's on my same foot, my ankle that I sprained.
Yeah.
Then I was like kind of limping around. Should have been on crutches. Was not on crutches.
Oh, boy.
And I think I fucked my toe up in the process.
Okay.
In the process.
I have advice for both of you. Alec, number one, get a suit. Navy, maybe black.
I don't think he needs a suit. I think you just need a jacket.
What's this guy puts on a suit? What's this guy puts on a suit? This tall young Ned Stark looking guy looks like a young Ned Stark.
Drink of water.
Well, now that you're asked, I don't know if I want to.
Please call me a drink of water.
How tall are you?
Mixed
how
feelings about it.
I'm 6'2".
You are not. Are you really?
Call me a drink of water.
He's got it. Eric, don't give him what he wants.
Tell me I'm a tall drink of water.
That's a tall drink of water.
God damn it.
Oh,
you
I'm
were
no
doing really
ashamed
great.
Of my career path.
I feel like you know exactly what you're going to do fashion wise.
Are you even my protege still? Because I give you advice, and Eric does as well. You listen to him, obviously, more than you, but you never seem to listen to me.
Don't listen to me at all.
Okay. I really didn't expect to confront this head on today.
Oh,
Dan.
Here we go.
I'm sure you've noticed. I do tend to follow Eric's advice a little more closely than yours.
Are you going to get a suit?
I am. Eric, what do you think? Do I get a suit?
God. I think you don't need to get a suit, but if you want to get a suit that you can get like an all white light suit.
No, a seersucker. Don't be that guy.
A Colonel Sanders.
Not a seersucker. Almost like a linen.
This is horrible advice.
A light cotton or a linen.
I'll do khaki suit.
Swamp suit.
Don't get a khaki suit.
No, khaki suit's pretty cool.
No.
Remember when Barack wore a khaki suit?
It was nobody
forgot about it. It was a scandal.
For what reason? For what reason? You didn't like his khaki suit?
No.
I don't care about it.
I just don't understand why you need a khaki suit when you can wear something more that looks better.
I'm going to wear a khaki suit on our entire tour. I've just decided.
You love khaki.
Eric, you never thought Barack looked presidential the whole time, right?
Wow, let's not get into that.
Because of that khaki suit. No, because once we get into politics, Dan's going to start bullying me.
Well, I just remember you kept saying, he doesn't look like my president. You kept saying
He just wanted to see the birth certificate. I remember Eric being very loud about the birth certificate.
Did you finally have your thirst sated when you saw that birth certificate and found out that, in fact, he had hired a very professional forger to say that he hadn't been born in?
Alec is just over. What? Do you have any questions about this wedding coming
up? No, I'm confident.
This guy doesn't need a mentor.
He knows what he's going to do.
I think you've graduated from protege. I think you're just now peer.
It sounds like him being trying to provoke me as he is, then it sounds like he's doing really great.
Yeah.
And it's like you.
That's a little Dan. Like. A little Dan has rubbed off on him where he's kind of a bully.
And he'll
poke a finger right in your chest and it kind of hurts too much.
Say, what do you want to do about it, huh?
Yeah.
I love logging on and getting pushed around.
All right. I think I'm wrapping up Protégé Sarché here. We got too much to get to. Thank you, Alec.
Thank you.
I don't know. Are we coming back? I think we're going to take some time off from the podcast, actually, to do this tour. We should announce that.
We're going to take a road sode. Are we going to have a road
sode? Oh, yeah. We can send in a road sode. But if we don't get around to it because we're lazy and ineffectual humans, know that the reason there's no episodes is because we're out there on that road rolling through the South.
We're going to dispatch. We're going to send dispatches.
We'll send some stuff. I mean, we'll be all over that Groomzilla's pod on Instagram.com. Follow us. Oh, my God. Please follow us. Jesus. Twitter. I've fallen off a little bit on the Twitter. I don't care if you follow us on Twitter.
But I've jumped on.
Okay. You should. You're good at Twitter. Remember when you complimented my Instagram? I don't think I'm good at Instagram, but I can handle it with the Groomzilla's pod. I can manage two accounts.
It's fun, isn't it? Yeah. I'm gonna get way better at the Twitter.
It doesn't
and the social media.
You should. All right. Stick around. Aaron Dewey Lennox is still coming up, but right now I'm looking at the clock, Eric.
Yeah.
It's time.
It is.
Yeah, it's time.
You said it.
It's time for nuptial news.
Oh yeah. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
This is the nuptial news at 9 with Dan and Eric. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Wow.
Booyah.
A lot of nup news this week, Eric.
Let's get into it.
Let's get right into it. Are you a fan of this aardvark by the name of Arthur? Remember when we were kids, these Arthur books?
Dan, you're talking to a former nanny, and I'm pretty familiar with Arthur and his sister, whose name was...
D.W.?
Yes.
I didn't even research that. I just pulled it. That's how big of an Arthur fan I am.
Yeah, I love Arthur. I love Arthur's books. I haven't watched the show.
I don't watch the show, but some of the first...
Because the little kids I hang out with do not watch Arthur.
Oh, okay.
But maybe they like it. Maybe they do.
Yeah. Well, I read reading on the books, but there's big news this week. And wedding-related news from Arthur. Arthur featured a same-sex wedding, and fans absolutely loved it. The season 22 premiere Mr. Ratburn, who I sort of remember. Was he in the books? Mm-hmm. Mr. Ratburn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Came out as gay and married an aardvark named Patrick.
Now, very cool.
Mr. Ratburn's a rat, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm fine with the same sex. I actually disagree with the interspecies marriage.
No, my God, Dan.
Is that wrong?
What?
Am I a dinosaur for thinking that way?
Yes, Dan. Welcome to the 21st century, old boy.
A rat and an aardvark.
Apparently, Game of Thrones is pretty pissed because that's what the last episode of Game of Thrones is going to be.
Oh, shit. Wow.
As a rat marrying an aardvark.
Now, that is a twist. No, that's cool. I love how it's such big news, which makes me think someone's upset about this, which
that this happened?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody who watches Arthur isn't going to be pissed by it. Yeah.
That's true. It'll just be people who are homophobic.
True.
Yeah. But congrats to Mr. Ratburn and Patrick.
Very cool.
I got some nut news, right?
Yeah. I got some nut news. Yeah. I read this today. I woke up and I get on the internet and this just smacked me right in the face. It's from The Cut.
Mm.
New York Magazine, The Cut. And the title of the story is "This Lavish Wedding Was Really Just a Scam."
Oh, no. You hate to see that.
Love is in the air and so are scams. This is a story that combines the two. Andy Potemkin, an heiress to the Potemkin Auto Group.
Hold on.
And William.
Mandy Potemkin? Yeah.
Andy Potemkin.
Oh. Mandy Potemkin?
Oh my God. Why is that so funny, you asshole?
I mean, I'm a big fan of his work, but what's he doing?
She's Andy Potemkin, heiress.
Andy with an I. Andy Potemkin. Yeah. Okay.
Potemkin.
Uh-huh.
The Potemkin Auto Group. She's heiress of the Potemkin Auto Group, apparently like worth billions or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
And William Jordan Blackmore, a hair stylist to clients like Marc Jacobs, got married, quote unquote, in a lavish ceremony in Utah that involved private jets, Elizabeth Olsen, and a dress code for guests.
Okay. So far, so good.
Isn't it funny that they're like, a private jet? What? A movie star? Huh? And a dress code? Like every other wedding that you've ever gone to?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. But plot twist, they never really got legally married. Blackmore has filed a suit. I should stop now and just tell you that this, dear listener, and Dan, is just the stupidest rich people story that you could
possibly
ever.
What happened? I'm on the edge of my seat here.
Continue. Blackmore has filed a suit against Potemkin saying that she duped him into believing that they were wed in the eyes of the law.
Okay. Oh.
Potemkin cut off their relationship last December, and the language in the settlement agreement tipped off Blackmore that maybe they were never really married. It called their wedding a symbolic ceremony that did not constitute a legally binding marriage. Blackmore filed a suit in Brooklyn suing Potemkin and alleging that the truth was that Andy never wanted to marry Jordan. She just wanted a lavish wedding experience, a public relations stunt, and the attention that came with it.
Wow.
Now this, Dan, is the really bonkers part.
What?
Blackmore. Yeah, this is what the story says. Blackmore alleges that Potemkin and her father, Alan, A-L-A-N, orchestrated, not the good one.
Yeah,
that's Alan, the bad one. Orchestrated a sham because he was worried that Blackmore wouldn't sign a prenup.
Wait.
I guess. This is where it gets like really confusing and rich people-y.
So the father came and got involved?
Yeah. Per the suit, Alan and Andy fraudulently induced Jordan unwittingly to participate in a wedding that was a sham. Andy allegedly asked their yoga instructor friend to officiate, but asked that she not be ordained because they would be actually married in New York, which they never were.
Hmm.
So Blackmore was not clued into the fact that their officiant had been asked to not be ordained. He's seeking $2 million in damages. Andy told the New York Post that the lawsuit includes tons of untrue and irrelevant information about my family, included for no purpose other than to attempt to publicly embarrass us. She also said that she and Blackmore consciously uncoupled. There it is.
She did not use that.
Yeah, she did. Consciously uncoupled. Potemkin's lawyer told The Cut that both parties had filed to recognize the wedding in Utah. And while it is unfortunate that the marriage has ended, the failure of a marriage does not justify Mr. Blackmore's use of legal process as a manifestation of his disappointment.
Wow.
This is my favorite part. Their wedding was covered extensively on the Coverture in a 6-part series that chronicled the private plane the couple flew to Utah on, Andy's getting ready process, the ceremony, party, and the casino night rehearsal dinner. They had a casino night rehearsal dinner.
Well, now that sounds fun.
Per the fashion law, and here comes that dress code. Per the fashion law, the invites requested the guests wear eucalyptus, desert rose, and dune ecru.
Okay.
And that they change their clothes frequently during
what?
Wedding.
Wait, what? Hold on.
First of all, they give three. I guess those are, I don't know what ecru, ECRU.
The guests have to do wardrobe changes?
Yeah.
Wow. Now I thought I was sick before. I thought my stomach was turning before.
How gross.
Now you want to make me fly with more than one suit to your Utah public relations stunt?
Yeah.
Eric? I'm disgusted. Yeah. And I'm shocked. Weird.
It's gross, isn't it?
Well, Blackmore's an idiot. Blackmore's an idiot. The guy's kind of an idiot, it sounds like. And she sounds nice. I got one more.
She sounds like she knows what she wants.
Yeah. Some Instagram. Some Instagram posts. We've got to get Aaron in here. I have one more that I want to just throw out here really quick. Groom mad at sister for scheduling gender reveal party on wedding day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read it.
Was that you?
No. No, of course not. I fucking hate gender reveal parties.
I think
I did. Did I orchestrate this? Yes.
I think
did
the world is turning against gender reveal parties. An anonymous newlywed was left fuming after a gender reveal party allegedly scheduled on the same day as the wedding. I don't live near any family except my grandparents, who are in the town over, and all my family lives spread out across the country. So when I was getting married last week, we had a wedding at my house and invited everyone here to celebrate with us on our wedding day. The plan was wedding at 3, reception at 4, and after party at 7 or 8. Everyone was invited to all three parts ahead of time. The party after was set up so that we could actually spend real time with our friends and family instead of all the stiff formalities of the reception. However, once the party began, the groom claimed half the wedding left, including my entire family. Not a single member of my family stayed. The family members weren't just calling in a night early. Turns out they were going to their grandparents' house nearby for a gender reveal party his sister had planned and not told him about.
Nearby?
Whoa. Nearby.
That's fucked up, dude.
Nobody bothered to ask if I wanted to go. Nobody showed up to my party. Nobody even apologized for not even coming. Wow.
I mean, if you're going to do a dumbass gender reveal party and you want to do it on the same day as your brother's wedding, then I guess you try to like incorporate it right into the wedding.
It sounds Well, it sounds like they just were trying to pull it off without him knowing about it.
That's so fucked up. This is why, I mean, also, you know, they don't need to exist. Yeah. They don't need to exist.
Right.
Gender is a construct. And gender reveal parties, oh boy.
I'm kind of interested in what gender that baby was, though. You know? Was it a blue cake? Was it a pink cake?
Wait, it doesn't say?
It doesn't say.
Wow. Way to bury the lead.
Well, the groom is telling the story. He doesn't give a shit. He wasn't invited. He probably still doesn't know.
I mean, that's what at least you mention it as like a...
That's what you're upset about.
Oh, and by the way, the little bitch was a boy.
Oh, boy. That's the nuptial news. Let's close it up. That is the nuptial news.
Danger in Eric.
We're going to take buddy. You just foreshadowed to our great conversation coming up after the break.
Oh, yeah.
With Aaron Dewey Lennox.
Find out. stick around and find out why and how Dan got the name Danger.
Thanks for listening.
Fucked my toe up.
Fucked my toe up.
I sprained my ankle first. This is such a long story. I sprained my ankle first, and it was really bad. The worst of my career. Like, career. I thought I broke it.
My body career.
my rec league career. And I've gained some weight, and we got a YMCA thing, and I was like, oh, I'll just do what I always do, go play basketball and like not really stretch all that much. But I stretched a little bit and I fucking sprained my ankle so bad. And then I was supposed to be on crutches, but I was, because it was like, I hate crutches.
Yeah, no. Mm. Nobody respects you on crutches.
I love crutches.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You would.
No, I was on crutches a lot as a kid.
Attention?
And I enjoy it. No, I just.
What do you mean a lot? Like a Forrest Gump amount?
Well, I didn't have leg braces, but I bet I was on crutches 5 times as a kid.
Whoa. Were you beating?
Holy shit, that's a lot.
Yeah, I had a few issues with my leg, and I was on crutches. But
that's right, your leg.
The point where when people use crutches and they're using them incorrectly, it just is upset. It's a big sticking point for me.
Wow,
that's the thing. It's like I don't do well with them.
Some people really do not know how to crutch their ass around town.
No, they really don't, and I don't think I did.
Yeah,
I wasn't like.
I'm gonna guess.
Mad at him.
I'm gonna guess and say they probably weren't high enough in your armpits. They were probably adjusted all wrong for your height.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing that the nurse really wanted to nail down. Mm-hmm. And I kept lying about my height.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
What, you thought you were going in the draft?
I'm like, I'm 6'2". And then she's like, you're not 6'2". And
I
was like,
I listed 6'2".
Did you think you were, though, before this happened?
No, because that,
Billy
have.
Thought he was 6'1", and then in the hospital, he found out he's barely 6 feet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think that's
he lost like an inch and a half in ego. Yeah.
And he thought he was 6'2"?
He thought he was like 6'1" plus.
Okay. Is this your husband we're talking about?
Yes.
Boyfriend?
Okay.
Billy Wayne Davis. Very funny dude.
Oh, yeah. I know Billy Wayne Davis.
That guy.
I'm connecting all these dots.
Did you not know that?
I guess
How
I didn't.
Did you not know that?
It's okay. I'm my own person, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just know Eric.
I think so too.
I don't even need him.
I ended up being 6 feet. Yeah. Above, like 6 feet. And I got it. But then
six
I was just like,
change.
I just don't think I have the will.
You seem taller than that.
I'm
going to be
will
honest.
For crutches. That's what I thought too.
You seem
but the nurse
than 6 feet.
Was like, no.
It's just a big personality.
No,
yes.
Really big presence. People think he's a magnanimous man.
I play bigger than 6 feet, that's for sure.
That's separate.
I have long arms.
Yeah.
On the court, I'm bigger. On the court, I'm like a solid 6'2".
Okay.
On the YMCA court.
Okay.
Did you know I tore my ACL, MCL, and meniscus in rec league basketball?
Whoa.
I was going to get into that.
That's
I was going to say,
serious.
I was going to ask you.
It was so stupid.
Did you use crutches?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
I mean, you had that you need to. Like an ankle, you don't really need to. And I needed to because that's how I fucked up my toes. Like I was just like limping around and I think I sprained my toe. But like, yeah, with all that, like that's huge stuff. That's crazy.
It was everything you can do. I did it.
Yeah, you blew out your knee. Are you in the competitive league that with like all the other comics?
Yes, it's okay. That one. It is like, I think that because everyone's very competitive and not necessarily that good. And so people play hard.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like sloppy fouling.
Irresponsibly.
And,
Yeah.
I like that though.
I do like, I had to like adjust how I play because I realized I didn't want to like, have grudges with people in the industry. You know what I mean? Like people are getting mad.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't like playing in the comedy league. I played in two when I was in LA.
Career.
Yeah.
I'm just a fucking dick. I found out like that. I was like, I'm not an aggressive person, but when I play basketball, it's kind of my outlet and I'm a dick. I'm a dirty player. I'm going to fucking.
I love a dirty. That's what else is there? It's also like,
I'm not trying to hurt people.
Yeah.
I mean,
but with the comedy, like there was a comedy league team, there's like a comedy store team, and then there was like one that was just all like agents and managers and shit, and they were the fucking worst team.
I'm sure.
Oh god, I hated. I played the other rec league that was just like an LA
like calling fouls all the time, right?
Yeah. they call the fouls like with their Bluetooth already. It was the fucking worst. But yeah.
What do you list at? How tall are you?
I'm 5'6". See, again, I thought I was 5'6", but I think I'm really 5'5".
Okay. And after the injury, maybe 5'4"?
Probably 5'4" now. Yeah. Yeah, for being honest.
but you play 6'5".
I actually play kind of 5'2". Like, I play like an angry, tiny, tiny person.
Okay.
Just scrapping around down underneath. Yeah. A lot of slapping ankles.
Did you play in high school and stuff?
I did play in high school, yeah.
Yeah.
But at my high school, Coach K's daughter was a year younger than me.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So she got to start, you know?
Yeah,
she's also better than me, but but she, there's that.
Yeah, she probably has a basketball mind.
She had some practice.
Yeah.
For
now,
her whole
Coach
life.
K, he's respected in basketball.
He's good at coaching.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
He's also good at looking like the Blue Devils mascot.
He looks like, I mean, it's weird that it's not just molded after him. Is it not?
It's not. I don't think so. It was there before.
His face.
Yeah.
That toucan rat face.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
you're a shooting guard. You're draining from outside the arc.
Listen, I'm
sorry.
I'm in there for the fouls.
Wait, do you think Coach K? What do you think Coach K is like at a wedding? You think he's like he's a choir?
He's a West Point guy.
Is he out there getting mad? is he out there directing traffic with a caterer?
You know, his daughter Jamie actually got married in Cameron Indoor. And they announced it like a game.
Oh, wow.
They're like, it's 6'2", the groom. Yeah.
Oh, well, now how did she have those connections? All right.
Did they invite 3,000, like, Cameron? You need to fill that space. Otherwise, it will be weird.
Feel sad.
It's not hard. I mean, that place is like the size of a high school gym. It's.
Yeah.
It's. I hate that. I hate them with everything, every fiber of me, but that is the best place on earth to watch a game.
Yeah.
I know. I know. It's the worst.
No, because you're a Tar Heels fan or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And you're from North Carolina?
From North Carolina. Yeah. I went there, although honestly, hated going there, but still huge fan.
For what reason? Just the academics?
It's stupid. It's full of like dummies and.
It's a huge state school.
Yeah. And the state is North Carolina. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
But that's full of people who are racist.
I'm going there for the first time and I'm really excited.
Yeah, we're going there like next week. We're going all over doing shows.
Oh my God, where are you going?
We're going to Raleigh, we're going to Asheville, and we're going to Greensboro.
Oh hell yeah. Those are all places. Fun. Those are all super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Asheville, super cool.
It's like Portland, right?
Yes, very much.
Oh, it is?
That's what everyone says.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then like
it's like a very white part of North Carolina. Is Asheville.
I see.
Portland white.
No, Portland kind of white, yes.
Where in North Carolina are you from?
I claim both Durham and Chapel Hill. I mean, they're the same fucking place.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Is that where you got married?
No. I got married in my backyard, sort of like on a whiff.
On a whiff?
It was a whiff. We
what
were
is
like,
that, a wedding?
Need health insurance.
Is someone having a wedding out here?
My engagement party was a way bigger deal than my actual wedding.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. What is it? How does it? First of all, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. How do I look?
First Mother's Day?
You look really good.
Yeah. First Mother's Day.
Yeah.
3 months old baby.
Oh, wow.
And you know, First Mother's Day, they don't honestly do a lot. They don't do fucking anything for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You should give it back.
You're like, hello.
They smell good though.
They smell so good. He's never had a bath in his life. He just still has vagina juice all over him.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet smell.
That's what smells good, I guess.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
How did you guys get engaged?
Really and truly, he got SAG health insurance and then.
Oh, that's like, what I did with my
should
wife.
Should we get married? And I was like, 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't for that reason, 100%, but the reason we did it ahead
when you
of
did
time.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
We were like, And then we thought we would, oh, we would get married in November, like do an actual wedding. But then I got pregnant. Honestly, I got pregnant within, like, we only had the health insurance for a year, and I got pregnant, had the kid, and then the health insurance stopped.
Oh, like a fucking sturgeon, this fucking guy.
Chewing it up over here. Just like.
That's a dagger. That's a dagger three.
I honestly, the date of conception was like 1 or 2 days around our wedding date that we got the paperwork.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. That's great.
I thought you were. That's incredible.
I know. It wasn't on purpose. It's just like, I'm just good at shit.
Yeah. I thought you were already like pretty pregnant when you did the ceremony.
People think that because I was pregnant for so long, because I told people so early.
You were pregnant for 4 years. That was a crazy ass. It was 4 years.
Like, how the fuck are you still
pregnant? She was married for an Olympiad. I mean, she was pregnant for an Olympiad.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Like, is this a leap year? What is happening? Why is this lady still fat?
So the engagement was not something too romantic. It was just a conversation. We've had so many of those stories, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
It was super practical. And then the only romantic element was... I was working on something on a deadline and I get like very in my head and annoyed when people distract me. And Billy was like, hey, come outside for a second. So mad at him. Furious. I mean, just beat red. I go outside and in the sky, there is a heart. And he was like, will you marry? We'd already like
skywriting?
Like skywriting.
Oh, okay.
That someone else did. And he took the opportunity invite me outside. To invite me outside and point at the sky.
Nice. Very thrifty.
You just.
That's brilliant.
Also, our wedding engagement ring from Target.
And yeah. I love Target.
Honestly, fire. Like, no one can tell.
Yeah. So, no. Did he have that with him when the heart was in the sky?
He did. And it was like just a happy quit. He had just gone to Target. He did say that there was
incredible.
It was just
a heart in the fucking sky.
And he was like, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting for that sign.
I was like, cool. Anyway, I gotta go.
You went right back to
this thing in an hour.
See, I think deadline's that shit is like so much. I think that is so romantic, though, because it's like when it is just like a quiet decision or whatever between two people, or like it's just so much of a sure thing. It's like, yeah, we know. We both are on the same wavelength. It's so sweet.
You're already kind of married. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, we're already doing this.
It's always that.
Yeah.
So
the real only reason to actually do it is some practical thing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. How long were you guys together before the heart found its way in the sky?
Beautifully put. I think 5 years.
Okay.
Four or five.
Yeah.
4 or 5 long years.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, you guys moved, right?
Well,
you guys moved.
It was like all big stuff. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of big stuff.
And then he has a now 9-year-old. So it was like really, we had only been dating for like 6 months when we moved in together. And then it was supposed to be a longer process to meet the kid, but it was like all in very quickly.
Okay. Crash course. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was like, yeah, are you in or out? You have to decide now. There was no like, well, we'll see. Although, you know, I was sleeping with other people for like a long time early in the relationship.
And then there was like a kid in the sky and you were like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's perfect.
You were
it's
in the perfect. Backyard.
That's
a kid.
That's a kid.
And then you had the five long years and then you guys got engaged.
Long,
it's beautiful.
Long years. Yeah. People were like, I think we've been together for longer.
Oh, really? That's great. That means they look at you guys and they're like, yeah, makes sense. They've probably been together
They seem annoyed.
They seem like they've been married for a long time.
How long have you been married?
I've only been married for 2 years, but I've been with my wife for 10 years total.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was you, Eric? I didn't even know you actually got married. I knew you were engaged.
We got married. We were engaged for 4 years for an Olympiad.
Classic.
No. No, we got married in December 17, 2017.
Oh, wait, no, I did know that.
2 years. Yeah.
And
we've been
gorgeous.
Together for almost coming up on 10 years, too.
Damn.
It's crazy.
It's also
it's
when
crazy.
You marry someone you met in comedy, you're like, fuck, have I been doing it this long?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had this dumb dream for this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew her before I was in comedy, which I'm happy about.
That's good for you. That's really nice.
I don't know. It's a feather in my cap. So the whiff, how did the marriage start to smell? And then how did the whiff take into the air? What was, did you go to the courthouse or did you?
We did. It's harder than you want it to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Appointments?
You got a schedule. So which courthouse was it? Was it here in LA?
So we went to the court. You got to go to the courthouse first to get to sign
the
thing.
And
then,
yeah.
But then we actually I made an appointment in Alhambra or somewhere. And then the idea of driving an hour and a half in Los Angeles traffic at 4 o'clock to get married, I was like, we're going to kill each other. But so I was like, we can't do this. So we instead had Aparna. She like got ordained.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then we just did it in the backyard.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And then
it saves you a drive.
Saves you a drive. Cause all it is signing the paper. That's really all it is.
Yeah.
It's really crazy that this is like, you could just write in a different handwriting. Do it. You know what I mean? Cause we were like, we need a witness.
Yeah.
We had like my cut. But then I got like superstitious about, we were just going to do it to get the health insurance ASAP.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then I got superstitious that we should do like make it a little nice so that we're just marking it in some way.
Right.
And
so then I literally.
Once you get that ball rolling, it's like hard.
Yeah.
Like,
you might not do it again, which obviously is what's happening now. So I was like, we were going to do a real one in November. We didn't want to tell anyone. But and then so at like 3 p.m. on a Monday, I just texted like 7 people and was like, hey, we're getting married in at 4. You come over.
Day up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And did they all show up? Were they all available?
Everybody except Megan Gailey. She was like, have fun, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's busy.
She couldn't make it to mine either. Very busy.
She's a busy woman.
She's got a lot of podcasts.
Blue almond time now. Got no time for nobody else. Got a blue almond.
She was like, what is it? In a half an hour? No.
She was like, I can't. I'm eating.
Exactly. She's like, we'll do it again.
That's great. Okay. So, and then just friends or no family?
My cousin was there. My cousin was the witness, my little cousin, Jenny. And then I randomly had a friend in town who like has no home and she's always all over the world. And she just happened to be in town her mother. So her mother was at my wedding.
Bring her over.
Not Billy's mother.
Oh, funny. But it was good to have a mother there.
You need one old.
From the mother guild.
Something borrowed, something old.
She reported back to the mothers and like, it was fine.
And then we ordered town pizza.
Ooh, that's the pizza.
That was really it.
I don't know town pizza. Where's town pizza?
It's very like, it's like the white people pizza, right? It just like has a lot of veggies
on
it.
I'm a white person.
Arugula.
Cornmeal crust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the voodoo donuts of pizza.
Oh. It's in Highland Park. It's on York.
Oh, okay.
It's good as well.
Oh, okay.
It's like also very wedding pizza, right? Because it's like fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their large is like enormous. And you can just get like huge fucking, it's a good party pizza.
It's a party pizza.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then Aparna does a little hey nani nani, or does she write something for you guys? Or should
she she read almost verbatim what was on the Universal Life Church website, but obviously made that reading funny.
She's funny, isn't she?
She's pretty funny.
She's funny.
The part where you ask if anyone has any objections, she was like, if anyone has any objections, please just remember, like, this isn't about you.
And then nobody spoke up.
No one spoke up.
Good.
But we did have my stepson, Danger, and then the neighbor children there.
Oh, because they're really close, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's fun.
So sweet.
So you need the different generations. You got a mom. We had some kids running around.
So, really checked all the boxes.
Your stepson's name is Danger?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Is it though?
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't like it, you go by Dan. I like the name Dan.
He loves it. But
we can
he's
call
like
you Danger, buddy. If you want.
I'm so glad you picked that up. I'm so glad you picked that up, Eric.
Coming right up. Danger's in the house.
Danger it is.
And the baby's name is Wilder.
Yeah.
Or just go, the baby's yeah, going
we're
by Willow.
Yeah. Ridiculous all around.
Wilder spelled like Gene That's Wilder?
Okay, here's the thing.
Is that Danger's a real
Danger's first name is Pryor after Richard Pryor.
Oh my God.
There's a lot going on in this.
Wow.
And then we named the baby's name is John name? After my father, John Wilder. And he goes by Wilder. But Annie Letterman was actually like, she was like, oh, like Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. And I was never crossed my mind.
Oh, wow.
We had not even thought of it. Like incredible comedy duo.
Yeah.
Never crossed our mind.
Yeah.
That's just like the heart in the sky, though.
Exactly. It just happens.
That's so fucking cool.
That's very cool.
It's pretty cute.
Gene Wilder, notable University of Iowa alum. That's where I went to school.
What he's known for.
Happy for you.
That is what he's known for. He is actually on record as saying he did not like the University of Iowa.
Is he really?
Or the town. Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was a UNC situation.
I don't know. So
interesting guy. He's a very interesting guy.
Gene?
Old yeah. Gene.
Yeah. Is he still alive? He just passed away.
No, he passed away.
He just passed away.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why I named my son that.
Oh.
Spooky. Perfect.
What did you wear on your wedding
Great
day?
Question,
oh, guys, I am excited to tell you this.
Great.
So I ordered 5 different white jumpsuits. You know I'm all about the jumpsuits.
Oh, I love the
Anyone
jumpsuits.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm all about the jumpsuits.
Yeah.
So I ordered 5 white jumpsuits that I was going to wear to different events, or I didn't know which, blah, blah, blah. Wore one to my engagement party, and then I just threw one on for my little backyard thing, mm-hmm. and then, boom, returned them all. So
didn't even keep the one you got married in?
No. It was out of here. Out of here.
Wow.
You don't need it anymore.
I don't need it. I did it.
That's an efficient way to live. Because, like, honestly, you just don't.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do with it?
You wouldn't wear it again, though. But you like jumpsuits. You maybe would have worn it again.
I could have maybe worn it again, but it's very white.
Yeah.
Also, it's a jumpsuit, and their jumpsuits are like the wild animals of the fashion industry. You have to like let them be free.
Yeah,
you can't. Huh. You can't just tame. You can't claim a jumpsuit.
No, it's
as
not for
your
you.
Wedding.
No. Yeah,
jumpsuit's gotta jump.
It's gotta be free.
Did you have jumpsuits when you were pregnant? Did you have pregnant like maternity jumpsuits? Do they make those?
They do. The thing about them is you got to pee all the time.
Yeah.
So that's a big, thing.
It's a big to do.
And now jumpsuits are tough because you got to take your tits out all the time for the baby.
Yeah. Well, I think that's not good with a jumpsuit.
That would just be like a wide.
It's
be
too
wide
much. Yeah. Yeah. You're just, it's too out. It's better to do a lift and pull, I find. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Eric, thoughts?
My experience with wearing a jumpsuit, I have shitty little tits, so I don't have to worry about that. But I've been really hard on my tits lately. Peeing was a nightmare. It's also, but it is like jumpsuits are really fun to wear.
They're so cute.
Good luck.
Yeah, there's never been a jumpsuit that you, even when there are ones that there's like the best ones ever, but even the worst ones are like pretty cute.
Yeah. I just saw a really good one from Target. Target had some nice jumpsuits.
Target has everything.
Yeah, I like Target.
That's the only place I get anything now that you can't. It's like you really gotta.
It's a
make
great
your
place.
Trips efficient.
You live now that you live really close to the best. I mean, there's another one I heard.
There's a baby
like,
Target now.
That baby in Eagle Rock?
That baby Target.
That's no good.
Not great selection.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But the main,
But if you got if you need it,
it's
there.
So good.
Yeah.
The main Eagle Rock run is exquisite.
Mm-hmm. I've done a whole podcast on our podcast. Mall Talk is a podcast here at Forever Dog. I spent over an hour talking about Targets. I love Target.
They're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on a show, not to brag. I've written on
Hell yeah, dude.
In Denver. It was actually on the outskirts of Denver that we were staying for several months. And there was a Target next door. And because of that, I was just thrilled.
Mm-hmm. So happy. Oh my God. I would
spend time
happy.
In there like it was the gym or something.
Yeah. I like going there when I don't need stuff.
Don't need anything.
I love going there with my wife. It's just
chills me out.
It's a great weekend thing.
It's so soothing. And they've really done a great job of like just making it lean slightly hipster so you feel kind of cool.
Can we talk about that for a second? The way Target has evolved and we didn't even notice. It grew up with us.
Yeah.
And we didn't
because
even notice.
Because we're the baby boomers now. We've become the old people.
Yeah.
And so they're really just catering to our stupid fat paychecks.
They being really
like,
are.
How can we? You can buy like pretty good wine there.
Yeah, you can buy like exceptional throw pillows.
Their clothes are pretty good. Oh, I love their home.
Their
home
decor is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I love a multi-wood paneled love in different fonts.
For a little light, you can pull on the thing and it lights up. It's got a unicorn and it says love.
I love a huge what a city scale, like a basic like what is it like I want the Dallas Fort Worth.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the skyline from Dallas Fort Worth.
Skyline. I didn't think of it. Oh man, weed's ruining my brain. Skyline.
Yeah,
but that's what it making was. Making you so cool.
No, but I love it.
Their bath mats. I wouldn't even say serviceable. I'd say better than serviceable.
Mm-hmm. Hotel stylish. Quality.
Stylish.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like I'm staying in like a really cool Airbnb in Portland.
Yeah, that's their whole look. Gorgeous. You're absolutely right. No, that's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
And I have furniture. I have an Airbnb rental on my property.
Yeah.
Not to brag.
Yeah.
And
you're not bragging a lot.
Wait, is that what you just turned the garage into?
Yes.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
It's
damn.
Fully Target furnished and rave reviews, 5 stars all the time.
Yeah, you can set up an Airbnb lickety split just by a quick Target run.
Here's another fun fact unrelated to what this podcast is about, but you can, did you know you can return furniture to IKEA for up to 7 years?
I did not know that.
Just like
that
you can sense. Use it and return and then and just take dump it back. It
and they give that you money?
Sense. Yeah, or store credit, which is like.
Oh, you can just get a new couch.
Yeah, you can use it for several years and then bring it back. I feel like this isn't blowing you guys' mind enough.
Wait,
I actually did this. I like had a rental in the rental unit. I like had my IKEA stuff and then somebody wanted to rent it longer term. They had their own furniture. So I just took back all the furniture.
Yeah, great.
And they just take it?
They just take it.
Even if
that's crazy.
How do
you know if we're gonna live in this capitalist
here it is.
System,
yeah. here it
I'm
is.
Gonna fight back. And that's how I'm gonna return everything I buy.
God bless us.
Bit by bit.
I am gonna get flagged at some point.
Yeah. Maybe stop touting it on
sure. I just want people to know they can.
We stayed at Airbnb and they had a couch, and I'm pretty sure it's an IKEA couch, and it was the best couch I've been on in a really long time.
Really?
It just like, yeah, it just like, it just fit us perfectly. Yeah. Like as a couple, it was like long enough and like, but like contained enough, you know,
that's actually like, really important.
You know what I mean?
Because
like length usually means separation. And I'm over here in like fucking,
well, it
you
has
know,
to be
Raleigh,
deep enough.
And she's over here in Chapel Hill.
All
right. Right? Just because my legs are long.
Right. But you know also, the depth is critical. Yes.
The depth
being
is
able
what,
to,
I,
like,
what I thought you were
actually
getting at.
Hang out together.
Yeah. And I didn't know that until we bought this shitty ass fucking couch that is not, has no depth whatsoever.
It can
and I'm
really
like,
affect your love life.
It sucks, dude.
Is it IKEA? Oh, man.
Yeah, take it back.
Take it back.
Have.
Yeah.
No, the couch that we have is secondhand. There's like a huge secondhand place that we go to that is incredible. And they have like the zaniest furniture. Like they have like, talk about like putting an Airbnb together. Like they just have, it's like this huge, like 3 or 4 warehouses. It's huge.
Whoa.
And they have a whole, like they have shit like the crazy stuff. Like you could buy an old University of Maryland like college basketball court, like that you can buy it.
Pieces of the court.
I want that.
Yeah,
it's like $200,000.
I don't have anything to do with that, and I need it.
It's like, well, I know it's like on the wall, like you could see it. I was like, I need that. Yeah,
yes. There's like you gotta
huge,
have
like,
that.
Fountains and shit. It's like $200,000.
You have to buy the whole thing. You can't buy pieces.
You have to buy the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's gonna.
It's like a whole court.
Someone's gonna swoop up that Terps court.
They should really let you buy it in pieces, like the Berlin Wall, and I feel like they would sell it.
That'd be
more.
A nice accent piece for an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Just every day I went and I would buy one piece of wood, and for 37 years I bought one piece of wood. But then I was too old to play.
That's beautiful, Eric. Mm-hmm.
That was like the Giving Tree, but the millennial version.
Yeah. Can you tell that story to your son?
I'm going to tell him tonight. Out. I'm going to wake him up. Wake him up.
What else about this wedding? Was Billy wearing, was he wearing a suit? I want to, let's finish off the wedding. Was it a party afterwards?
What was Billy wearing?
We had a little party.
Did he wear a tie? Did he wear a suit?
No, he definitely did not do that.
Did he wear his Duke sweatshirt?
That's probably. It would be so disrespectful.
Was Coach Ken's daughter there?
He might have worn his Duke sweatshirt.
That sounds about what he would wear. For real. Wow.
That is very on brand for him. I'm like looking back at my own Instagram to see what he wore. I know what he wore to the engagement party because obviously I bought it and picked it out because I do everything.
Your cat suit. You're jumping your cat suit. Your jumpsuit looked incredible, by the way.
Thank you.
I call them cat suits.
Oh, here we go. Here's what he wore. That's what he wore.
Oh, okay. Like a short sleeve button down pattern.
Oh, cute. He was great.
He looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he wore his Duke sweatshirt over that, to be very real.
Yeah. We got chilly and then you had to put some on. So did you party after your 4 o'clock wedding? You did it in your backyard?
We did a little bit. We partied and then we also got while we were at it, we went ahead and married our dogs. Me and Sabrina, Jalise, we married our dogs. We were like, well, we've got this officiant here. Might as well. We gay married our dogs. And actually, that's been like a thing that's come up several times in explaining to the children what gay marriage is. They have referenced the dogs.
Yeah. That's a good point of reference for them.
Somewhere.
I didn't realize we were like having a teaching moment, but it has later come up where they were like, where Danger has said to the neighbor boys, being like, well, like Bo and Cowboy are married and everyone's fine with that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Any way you can get this information across, I feel like it's going to work.
Did you say Sabrina Jalise married them?
It's Sabrina Jalise's dog.
Oh, okay.
She's married to my dog.
Oh, wow.
And
former podcast.
You got a lot of former grooms.
I'm dropping so many names.
They're all former guests.
Did you go to Sabrina Jalise's wedding? Because that shit sounded incredible.
It sounded amazing.
I did not know her yet. But but the first day that I met her, she did show me a video of her wedding.
Yeah.
It was like in a barn in fucking Vermont.
It was
pretty remarkable.
I was like, I'm going to be best friends with you if you can pull this kind of wedding off. She's just incredible.
That's how, she's just,
And it was like, a professionally made like documentary kind of video,
right? It was gorgeous. Yeah. It was like it should be a Tribeca Film Festival. It would win.
Yeah.
Soderbergh shot their wedding.
we just have a Mother's Day at their house and everyone had to wear red. Like they art direct their
was it because of Wild Wild Country? I saw her post about that.
Well, it was just like based on that, but it was
the documentary?
I don't think it was like
the dress code.
The dress code.
You know how everyone wears maroon?
Yes, based on the documentary or the actual cult.
Are you in a cult?
I would be if anyone would have me. I'd be so down.
All right, you heard it here first.
Very into it.
Yeah, that cult looked pretty good for like the first few episodes. Yeah,
that's what a lot of people say.
Do they? Okay, good. Because I remember watching. I was watching it, being like, "What is the problem?"
I mean,
Sheila was a lot.
Sheila was a lot. And when they started poisoning people, it was a lot.
Yeah, that seems bad.
It was a little bit overboard.
But also, you come at me. I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like they were threatened.
Yeah. It's a good way to be.
That's true. I got to watch it now. I love cults. I do.
You've never seen it yet still? Okay.
It's definitely a soft cult, except when they start attempted murdering people.
Yeah.
Which the really was a hard, when it changes. Took a hard left. Like you're like, well, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it coming. I saw the crazy in their eye.
I don't feel like she was meditating, which is maybe why.
She was planning. She was
busy.
Yeah.
This is very, in terms of like the classic separation of duties, like male, female, and whatever. Like she was just overwhelmed by the duties, the household duties of managing that cult.
Yeah.
Right? She just had
too many.
Because
that's going to be a lot.
It was a lot of work and she went crazy from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started carrying a gun.
That's why you got to help your wives, you know, so they don't start poisoning people in the town.
That's a common thread in most cults. I feel like is like the women just do all the work.
Mm. Is it?
God. I feel like it is. Most cults I've read about are
so that also just
service
society.
To the master.
Yeah, that's also just society. That's yeah. true. Oh, yeah. It's society. Maybe it's the everything. Biggest cult of all.
Wow.
Society.
Let's talk about your engagement party. It sounds like that was quite an affair as well.
That was much more thought out and splashy.
Hell yeah.
Splashy.
My wedding.
Hell, we like to keep it very wed.
Yeah.
Yeah. My engagement party was held at my aunt's house, and my aunt lives in the Pacific Palisades because she used to run a sweatshop in downtown LA and has a lot of money.
Good for her. Yeah, that's great.
It's great. We reap the benefits from other people's hard labor.
You don't sound guilty about that at all.
I throw parties at her house.
Yeah, you get back.
And it was really beautiful, and we had balloons, silver Mylar balloons that said copay. Pretty cute.
Oh wow.
That's really cute.
It was catered, and my mom, more family was there, so that's the only downside of that one.
Was this before? This is before the wedding.
Before the wedding. Yeah. But not long before. Probably like 2-3 weeks before.
Okay.
Because we were just like, we're going to get married because of the health insurance. And then we were like, okay, we got to actually do this because we actually need it.
So you weren't planning to get married as quickly as you did?
No. We had the party in April and then we're going to get married in November. And then we're like, you know what? We just got to get this done.
Gotcha. Okay. But the family and more people come out for the engagement party.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you did fine. Like, you didn't need the November thing.
Yeah, except my dad's family's all on the East Coast, so they didn't get to none of them were involved in any of it.
But were they invited?
Yeah.
You just didn't want to like make cursory. People travel. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like we decided it was all done so fast.
Yeah.
So they were never going to make it to that. Even Billy's family, they're also East Coast. They're Tennessee, so they didn't come out to the either.
It was just more we friends talked about and doing- some fam.
We didn't have a lot of family at our wedding, and we talked about doing a second wedding. I don't know if we just kind of stopped talking about it after a while.
Right. It's like, well, then you're like, it's a lot of money, and, you know, time is money, right, baby?
Yeah.
Time is money. The planning of all this?
Seriously.
And there's it's so a many lot. People. Yeah.
And there's so many people. Yeah. Do you have a large family? We both have, like, big
I don't, but Drew
families.
Does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you also get into like, I really like deeply with everything I am, love half my family. And then what are you going to not invite the other
half? It's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Families are big.
With a big family, you're doing very well. But there's always, it's like, what, this cousin you got to invite? Because he's brothers with the cousin I like.
Yeah.
All right.
There's too many.
Luckily, I don't like any of my family. But
Do
Drew's
not?
Family is pretty nice. Yeah. No.
Well, I guess it's handy just for that. Only for that.
It's pretty
for
handy.
That alone. That's the only good thing about that.
The loneliness sucks, but that part is
but
good.
That part, you don't have to pay for extra plates at your wedding.
Who is it catered by? What kind of food you got at this engagement affair?
Tacos.
Yeah.
Taco truck. You get the little taco stand. That's a very LA. That's got to be.
That's what we did at our wedding.
Which, it's such a good so vibe. Good.
Which
it's
taco truck?
Good. It's just so good.
I forget. I should put.
Was it Gorilla? We were Gorilla Tacos.
Though that sounds like very cool.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife picked them. They were a big hit.
Where did you get married? Them.
We got married in Los Feliz at the Masonic Lodge. So you never went to the courthouse. You had Aparna and then you went back and filed in Alhambra?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we went back and filed somewhere downtown. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Were there speeches and stuff at the engagement party?
No.
Was there,
what I really miss. I feel like when you have so many funny friends, I wanted to hear. Some people are like, no speeches. Don't you feel like a lot of comics are like, no speeches at my wedding? And I'm like, what is
this
the point of having comedian friends if you're not going to let them entertain you?
Yeah.
I want everyone I'm friends with to give a speech at my wedding.
they were just really bad friends with bad comedians.
I guess so. Yeah, I'm like, everyone needs to do at least 5 minutes. wedding. At least I want you to write a new 10 minutes for my wedding.
And you better bring it home at the end. So you gotta bring it home.
One of my favorite things I've ever seen though was at Kurt Braunohler's wedding. And yes, obviously Kristen Schaal was his best man.
Uh-huh.
And she gave one of the greatest speeches, obviously, of all time. It was like probably the best 15 minutes of stand-up I've ever seen.
Wow.
And holy then Lauren's friend from high school had to go. Just like, you know.
Oh, no.
Just what? Like a friend, just a person.
Figure that out. Come on. That's a lineup issue.
It was funnier than anything that could have happened.
Yeah.
She brought up 9/11 and then never closed the loop. Like
she didn't.
Jocelyn and I were like clutching it. Because you know when you panic and you're in the middle
and you bring up 9/11?
You just bring up 9/11. Here's the point I'm pretty sure she was trying to make. I think she was saying that Lauren, her very best friend, was the first person she called, and that's to show somehow how close their connection, we were.
Yeah.
But she just said, I remember 9/11, and then she just
never went back.
Started talking about something else and never went back to that. And I was like, she's not going to bring it up again. She's not going to say it. She's not going to. She just brought it up and left it. Left it hanging on the shelf there.
After Schaal already brought down the house on top of that.
It was like the great. It was so. I was sobbing, laughing so hard.
I mean, maybe that's the classy thing to do at 9/11 is to keep it.
Yeah.
That's how you never forget. Let it be there.
That's how you never forget. It's always out there.
Raise those towers and do not bring them back down.
Yeah.
Wow, bring it up and forget about it. Or never forget.
Never.
Yeah. That's you got to leave it up or else you'll forget.
About it.
Yeah.
She forgot
Have you been in weddings?
A lot of great weddings.
Question.
That's what I'm
And have you brought 9/11 up in speeches before? Have you done speeches?
No, but I should start. That should be my calling card.
Yeah. I've never heard it in a speech. I brought 9/11 up in the vows, but I thought that was more traditional.
It's just classic.
That's traditional. Yeah.
You got to.
It was the day after 9/11.
You need to know what's at stake.
Yeah. We are the Twin Towers of the...
We go down together and hours apart.
So you've given speeches though?
Yeah, and you crush. It's honestly, there's never a better crowd than a wedding.
Yeah.
And also, you get to go after the friend from high school or whatever. So you're like, people are like, oh, thank God, someone who has taken a class or something.
Are you in Toastmasters? That was something.
That was, delightful. People are just so grateful.
Yeah.
Because people really bomb these speeches. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Whew. Sometimes, but you're right. The crowd is so forgiving that you can't even tell.
They're just so excited to hear a joke. Any
sort of familiar rhythm to anything.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But also, people are just so excited to tell jokes. Like people who are excited to like give a speech and like tell jokes and you get wrapped up. I've emceed weddings and bombed.
Have you?
Yes. But I destroyed it. I tried to be like jokey jokester like too hard, and it was too much.
Okay, right. You got it. Like, there's a nice balance.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah. You forget that you don't have to actually. It's not like actual stand up where you have to like be super funny.
Yeah.
No. You just have to be like real sweet, and then drop in a couple
lighthearted notes.
Like in college, huh? And everyone's like,
like in college. Everyone knows that one.
Everyone knows that classic.
I came in hacking. Two machetes.
Wow.
Two machetes.
I mean, I would have loved it though.
Wow.
Yeah. Some people did.
Were there just like one uncle in the back, like just like
that was interesting.
Yeah. There's always someone who comes up and says, "Well, I liked it."
Like, oh, that's always
is that
the
how
best.
It went?
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're on regular rotation for speeches.
I feel like the friends of mine who are not comedians ask me to be in the wedding solely because they know I'll give a speech.
Yeah.
We're not even that close.
Yeah.
But you gotta be so great in a bridal party. You're gonna like get shit done. You're gonna keep things loose. Oh, you're like a fucking Draymond out there, I bet. You're in a bridal party. Just kind of
free safety, just picking up slack wherever. My friend just got married in Italy, and she had like one of these her wedding planner was not good. And
like, how do you say
it? Super bad. She was so bad. And so but luckily she had like 9 bridesmaids, and all of us are like extremely type A.
Yeah.
Just like boss bitches. About. And everyone was like, all right, so we're the wedding planners now. Yeah. Like, I'm the captain now.
Everyone took turns. Is so common. I feel like that shit happens all the
really?
Time.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they hire someone, like you hire someone, and then it's like
with no emotional connection.
Yes,
a fucking nightmare.
And they don't know your family, so they don't really know who's what's important.
A little, yes.
You don't feel like it's honestly since having children. I've like this happens all the time where I hire people to do a thing I don't want to do because I'm like in my dumb brain I'm like, well, if you pay someone, they're gonna do it better,
right?
But sometimes they absolutely cannot, and then you're just you've just paid someone and you're also doing it. That is the lesson of motherhood.
Do it yourself.
And I think a lot of weddings probably. I mean, I'm sure there are some like phenomenal wedding planners.
I think if you have
and...
like money to burn, go all for it. Although this wedding was not cheap.
Yeah. Let's talk about this Italian wedding.
You said Italy.
Oh man, it was gorgeous. But like the things that went wrong were massive and definitely the coordinator's fault. Completely this random lady's fault.
Yeah.
But it was gorgeous. It was in a castle in Italy. I gave a speech and crushed. But I was also
the
8 weeks pregnant.
Italian castle crush. Oh, wow.
So I was violently ill.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really bad diarrhea in the basement bathroom of this castle.
Beautiful.
Good.
Beautiful.
In the dungeon bathroom.
Wearing this like satin pink dress.
When in Rome.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Was it in Rome?
It was in what's the other
Como?
One? Florence.
Was it in Florence? Yeah.
Florence.
There's a bunch of them. Venice. That's beautiful.
I've heard from several people that Florence is the most beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I go around, I ask everyone I meet and they all say
I've heard the same thing. That is some sharp insight from Eric. I have heard that Italy is nice. I've heard.
Have you been?
Pretty good food.
I would never have gone if it wasn't for this. But I don't do anything except for work or when somebody makes me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would never be like, I'm going to Italy. But I'm going to spend thousands of dollars.
Too
like,
indulgent?
Absolutely not.
You just feel like it's a waste?
If someone did it for me, maybe. But like... Yeah. The idea of spending all that money feels crazy.
But obviously, did you enjoy yourself?
I have a poverty mentality. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
Yeah. So no honeymoon then, huh? Are you guys going to do something?
Great question.
You had a baby.
Great
you had
segue.
A baby.
That's my honeymoon.
Your honeymoon was to the hospital to give birth.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a fun place to go.
By the way, I recommend if you can do it.
Yeah.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Because that epidural is... Yeah. Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a vacation.
Everyone should be getting them all day, every day. Mm. They are delightful.
Yeah. Good for the work day, like a nice midday epidural.
You can do anything. You're just like pleasantly numb from the waist down.
Yeah.
It's really great. Yeah.
You
feel
you
like you're kind of floating. Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice. You can just pee yourself and it feels like good.
Sure.
It's great.
And you're at the bank. So
what? Making a deposit.
Yeah. Making two deposits.
My epidural knows what I want before I even want it.
I could not recommend them highly enough. I really thought
you can
just have one.
Yeah.
Your legs feel like wood, which is weird. Oh. But cool.
Yeah, I can get back on my crutches. I love crutches.
You love them.
Yeah.
There you go. This is your ticket to in-body crutches.
Wooden legs, Dan. Here
crutches
he comes.
Within.
Dan, it sounds like you would really enjoy stirrups too, the metal stirrups.
Mm-hmm. The leg braces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
If you like crutches.
I like crutches. I guess that is sort of insulting to people who need
like
crutches. But I feel like braces are even more of an insult.
I'm talking about.
You know,
about
the stirrups that you put your legs in when you push a human head out of your vagina.
Yeah. Oh, those stirrups.
Yeah.
No, I could watch TV and something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put my feet
up. That's what I'm saying.
It's comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I love elevating my feet.
I feel like once you piss and shit yourself in front of strangers, you're like, you're just,
yeah.
It's everything so feels free.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. Why would you? Maybe. But you should try it. I have think tried. It feels I have tried. Good.
I have performance anxiety. I always try.
Have you ever pissed or shit yourself in front of strangers, Eric?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Should we elaborate? Or
yeah, I have. Not in a birthing environment, not in a, mm-hmm. In a controlled environment. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. If I could be like, oh, I'm just going to be in this room shitting. If you want to come watch.
And you know what? It's weird. People do want to come watch. And that's so, why are they there? Yeah. Why is my family here?
Yeah.
Everybody out. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is Billy's father in here?
I can't. Yeah. Wow. That's like,
I'm like a moaning animal on the ground. You're just like, it is kind of like you finally understand why like animals go under the house. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, just get away from me.
Yeah.
But we're stupid humans and we know what support means. And so you can have at least like the bare minimum support, but like not, you need to fucking.
I mean, you need somebody. You definitely need people in there, but like you don't need father-in-law.
Yeah.
No.
Unless you have a very unique relationship.
Very unique. Yeah. Very, very unique.
I found a fun game to play with my father-in-law was because once you pee and poop everywhere and everyone's seeing your tits and stuff, like you're just like so free, it's fine. And then so I'm breastfeeding my newborn infant, his grandson, and every time my tit would come out, he would be like, whoa, 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 and like leave the room.
A robot.
Yeah. So then I just started being like, bah. Just trying to like get him real quick. And every time he was like, get out of here.
you just short fuse him.
Yes.
Oh man,
it was so like having a little like machine gun in your just unlock and load,
baby. That is power.
That's fun.
That's great.
Unleash the nipple.
Have you been to a wedding since your own wedding and since you've been a mother? Or have you been to a parent?
The Italian wedding was after mine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was pregnant. Yeah, yeah.
What's the attitude? I imagine the attitude is completely different when you're a parent at the wedding versus just having a wedding weekend. Like,
you know, I haven't been since I actually had my child outside of my body.
Oh, you had your stepchildren. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I haven't been since, so I'm going to... Let's see. Megan and CJ's wedding is in the fall, mm-hmm. and that is I'm gonna get housed because I'm gonna have a sitter. You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna be finally like the baby will be old enough for me to just like leave him for a while.
Yeah, and be your first opportunity to get
And it's gonna be in Palm Springs. Oh
yeah.
We're Drew and I. That they're getting married 5 days after our anniversary, which is all we also got married in Palm Springs. So we're going to hopefully if the money works out, we're going to have a good solid Palm Springs day.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And I'm already swaying thinking about it.
Yeah.
And now, I'm going to treat it like my honeymoon. I might go a week early too.
Yeah, that's what we are too. Cause we don't have anyone. We haven't been able to do anything or go anywhere really. That's going to be our fucking honeymoon. It's going to be sick.
It's perfect. Yeah, great. Honeymoon, double honeymoon.
Love Palm Springs. Are you a big Palm Springs person?
No.
Have you been? You just don't like it?
I've been. You know, I like anywhere that I like a hotel.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Then you should love Palm Springs. That's what I love about Palm Springs. It's all about the hotel. Just hanging out.
I get very hot. You know,
it does get warm.
I have a 2-degree window of temperature comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The temperature out there is extreme.
I get hot, I get cold. Yeah.
And it's that dry heat.
But it's the dry heat.
We're about to get so wet in the south. We're going to get,
that's a wet heat.
Yeah. Fucking
wet. Yeah. But my God. Good thing here at Groomzilla is we love getting wet and we love staying wet.
You do.
We do, don't we?
We really do.
August in the south, baby. Woo.
Mm. Oh, I was in Atlanta in August one time and I decided to go for a run one afternoon.
Why?
Forget about it.
I wanted to feel what death felt like.
It's so oppressed. It's not.
I was scared. And I'm from Iowa. Like it gets humid in Iowa, but like I was I guess not like,
not like
Georgia.
That, yeah. No. Not where you literally feel like you ran into a wall of, like, a tsunami of your own sweat.
I was concerned. I'm like, what is wrong with my body right now?
It reminds, okay, what, I went to the Super Bowl this year, and it's in, what is that horrible place? Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
I'm sure it's a fine city, but it was negative 20 or something.
Yeah. Too cold.
And I was there, and I was like, this is like, you're like, this isn't okay. People shouldn't live in this environment. And the South in the summer is the same, where you're like, what are you guys doing? Why is anyone living here?
Yeah. Minneapolis has like indoor sidewalks.
That's what Palm Springs is like too. That's what Palm Springs is like. When it gets to like
in the summer when it's like 150, you're like, what the fuck like, is it?
Yeah.
Although the turf, the Duke turf, for those paying attention, in the summer gets to like 115. The turf.
Really?
Yeah. And there's camp. There's camp in the summer.
Oh, that's just fucking...
It's not safe, I'm going to say.
No.
I don't understand how people lived before air conditioning.
I don't either.
All those places were, like in the South we're talking about, they were all populated and like civilized.
Yeah.
People were
living
there.
That's what I love about Palm Springs, is just going from pool to air conditioning to pool to air conditioning.
I go pure water buffalo when I'm
at Palm
Springs.
I guess it is like a classy Vegas. Like you're like, it's Vegas without the, you know, murder vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What sort of advice do you have to leave us on as far as attending weddings or throwing a wedding? How about something you don't like when you go to a wedding?
Something I don't like.
Something to avoid.
A long, boring ceremony.
Yeah.
But a boring ceremony. What are we doing?
Let's get to the point here.
Catholic. Yeah. That's what it is. The Catholic ceremony.
Yeah. Oh, so you're anti-Catholic.
Yawn.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. You know, no, I like the I like the costumes of Catholicism. That stuff's cool. It's very, it seems like a high production value.
Yeah.
But the long and the, ugh.
Yeah. Especially when like people aren't even that Catholic and they're just doing
it. Yeah. Why? Why are we in here?
I almost did that.
Did you?
Yeah, my wife's Catholic.
I'm so glad you didn't. It's hours long, the Catholic ceremony.
No, I know. I kind of wanted to put people through it.
Well, you're like, why are you making us all go to this church?
Yeah, I just wanted it to happen and at a point just look back at all my people and just like, look at this. Look at me. What? Never been to church in my life.
Why are you looking at us?
Just stare them all down.
That's the only thing I don't like. I really like everything about a wedding other than that.
Yeah.
They're fun.
But
that's true, though. The ceremonies are not, we have not had
most
a
people
theme at all.
Yeah. Most people are getting wise to that. And they're like, I'm just wanting it to be short. And like,
or at least fun. I mean, I'm all for a long, it's like you got to think of it like a play or something.
Yeah.
Where like, what is
it's
people's attention on?
Yeah.
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 You got to get in there, grab them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold it.
Because they're animals. Because the people who are coming to your wedding are animals and they will slip away and talk shit about your fucking wedding.
Yeah.
And then that's not good energy
for
your union.
No, that is not.
No.
That is not good energy.
But fuck them anyway if they do that. Aaron Dewey Lennox, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank you.
This Groomzilla. Was so fun.
So fun.
We're all married now to each other. I loved it.
I do. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Well, there you go. One more episode of Groomzilla's in the books.
Isn't Aaron the best? She's the best.
Yeah, she is the best.
I love talking to Aaron.
You know, just cool, just easy, just living a life.
Casual.
I love everyone's, our generation, you know, just these casual approaches to weddings. I think it's the right move.
We are crushing it.
Yeah.
Those boomers that are dying off. Oh man, do their weddings suck?
My parents' wedding was in the backyard, so I think they were kind of ahead of the curve.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah.
Well, I guess you're just better than everyone.
Just you, buddy.
Just me. My parents had a really cool wedding.
I bet they did. No,
I don't know. They had it. It was really lavish. It was not in the backyard.
We should spend one whole episode where we just talk about our parents' weddings.
That's a good...
It's a pretty good idea.
My dad got hit by a car. Like,
oh my God.
They had to postpone their wedding because they got hit by a car.
Okay. So you've wet my appetite. We don't have time for it right now, but
your appetite wet.
It gets wet and it stays wet, buddy. Just like all these Groomzilla heads out here. Hey,
you wish.
Final warning.
We're going on tour in the South. So couple weeks with no new eps, but we'll be back once we come back from our tour in the South. If you're in the South, join us.
Come see us because Dan thinks he's better than me and it's going to be cool.
Oh, Eric, I don't think I'm better than you.
It's going to be fun. Come see us in the South. We're not going to fight. I promise. I refuse to be provoked.
All right. Well, let's say that thing we said that we didn't record earlier.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye,
love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Forever dog.
Forever dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.